Khan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Mark Sapelsa joins us. It's the first, our producer just said. Says, Mark, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Ready for this number? It has been 4 weeks.
I think five.
5 weeks since you appeared on this program?
I think you've
appeared once on the program. We weren't here for it.
Right, exactly.
On Labor Day.
Oh, my
yes,
gosh.
Yes, Labor Day. And I think that was the first time in about maybe 4 weeks and a day or two, and now it's been about five. How about that?
Well, you had fun since we last talked. Have you done anything exciting? Taken any travels?
How was 2016? Was it good?
I know, it feels like that.
No.
Very stressful, Mark.
Oh, that's right. That question is
very
no.
Stressful.
No, 2016, not a good year. No, no.
Exactly. Bad question.
No.
Yes, I did do something very fun. My son has been studying in Japan for a year.
Wow.
With a college program, because he goes full-time to school at University of Warwick in England, and so kind of an abroad type thing in Japan. So he finished up his school, because they're on a trimester, at the beginning of August, so we went there with him, or to meet him, and he took us on a three-week tour, basically, of Japan, because he knows the language.
Oh, how wow. Cool is that?
So it was spectacular. It was really something.
What was your favorite part of Japan?
Maybe the onsens. Onsens are like fancy hot tubs.
I've had those eggs. That's all I know.
Injected? No. Those are spectacular, those onsens. It's kind of like a Japanese tradition to basically zen out in hot water or cold water. You know, you kind of go back and forth, but that's a beautiful thing. But I think the most amazing thing is basically how polite they are. It is the most polite society in the face of the earth. You walk into a coffee shop, and they're immediately smiling at you and can't wait to help you. Even if they don't really want to, they do it. And they always smile, and they always greet you, and they always say goodbye. And it's just, you get back and you land at O'Hare and you go, whoop.
Yeah, back in America.
We don't move out of my way, mister.
We don't do that. Yeah.
Did you go to the Kabuki Theater? Or did
yes. My daughter and wife went to the Kabuki. I did not. I chose a couple of Japanese baseball games, which are different than American baseball games.
Oh, fascinating.
That's fun.
It was really, really something. Watching people eat with chopsticks at a ball game and then constantly cheer like a college football game. I mean, constantly. You know, every ball and strike, bum, 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 bum. And you're like, are they going to get tired? No, they don't get tired, you know. And then the train system is spectacular.
Right. It pulls up right in front of you, right? There's a little line that says train stops here and it in Japanese. And then the train actually really does stop there at that exact mark.
At that exact mark.
No way!
On time. Exactly. There's no traffic jams anywhere because everyone takes the train. There's a bullet train on one track. Right next to it is a commuter train. Right next to it is kind of like the metro train. I mean, it's all in one station?
Are Did you like Tokyo? People, I mean, that movie, the Bill Murray movie, right, about
which
Tokyo.
We watched it afterward, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Lost in Translation is all about the blizzard that Americans feel when they're in Tokyo, and sometimes they retreat to their hotel because they are so freaked out by the city of Tokyo because exactly. It's too hard on the senses. There's too much coming at you, visually, audio, crowded, all of that. So did you find that to be true?
You know what? That's partially true, but it's partially not true, and I'll explain why. Yes, 34 million people in the city of Tokyo, and it's, you know, surrounding burbs or metropolis, if you will. Mm-hmm. And if you get to a high point, like one of those tall buildings or some sort of tower where you can look out, you cannot see the end of it. That's how big it is. However, I managed to find some, you know, running paths and biking paths right out of and we were staying no more than three blocks from the busiest, the craziest intersection that you always see on YouTube or videotaped or in movies, mm-hmm. where everybody kind of, when the light turns red, everybody converges from all directions. We stayed only three blocks from there, but about four blocks away is a beautiful, quiet neighborhood. And then about five blocks from there is their equivalent to Central Park. And, you know, you can find little respites in little neighborhoods, and that's why it's so easily inhabited because, you know, you go five blocks and you'll find the, you know, the Hour Hotel, and then you go two blocks and you find the greatest sushi in the world. You go three blocks and you find a very quiet neighborhood. And that just is sprinkled all throughout because there's different kinds of – they don't zone the way we zone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's manageable that way. However, if you do stay in only the busy parts and only the neon parts, it is overwhelming. You need to kind of get out of there. you know.
Well, the antidote to it, too, is the Kyoto Temple region, which
yes.
is just
we did that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we did that.
Did you have to wear different shoes for all the different surfaces?
Different surfaces, bathrooms, the whole bit. You know, you take your shoes off to walk in. You leave them at the front door. You go in, wash them. Put those slippers on for that washroom. Oh, yep. You want to go to the bedroom? Put these slippers on.
Right.
That gets to be a bit of a pain in the butt, but or pain in the feet. But,
hard to understand it, too.
Exactly. Sometimes you kind of, you know, you cheat a little bit. You're like, I'm just going to go get my keys. They're over there. And, you know, you walk through. But it's just a remarkable society in many ways. It's really different than our society, for better or for worse.
Right. It's fascinating. My sister lived there for 2 years, too, so I visited her.
Okay,
and
great.
I remember, as polite as people are, the one thing that surprised me is that it's okay and actually complimentary if you slurp certain things
yes.
to show your host
exactly.
that you enjoy it.
Yes.
Mm. And these polite little dainty, you know, Japanese women will be...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Eating ramen noodles.
Like,
and
you're supposed to do that?
You're supposed
like, yes,
to make noise
slurp.
like a pig. Yeah, exactly. And it's fine. It's all great.
I suppose. My, you know, my parents, always the bargain shoppers when I was a child, especially when it came to sports things, and I don't understand it because there were big sports fans in the family. But I had an uncle who had a sporting goods shop near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay,
and so he would. So whenever there were like runs on, you know, like they had like too many of one thing.
Yeah,
I would end up with it, which is why as a kid I had like Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
You know, there's like the uniform in a box, right?
Oh,
where you'd get the like the little fake pads and then I had to like try to color it like the Bears and it never worked.
You're wearing a leather helmet out there.
Right, where exactly. I had a couple times Cleveland Browns and stuff, and I'm like, who needs Cleveland Browns? No one wanted Cleveland Browns,
right.
including Cleveland. But I had you know how you have like pajamas that have all the baseball teams on it?
Yes.
Like boys, like kids, like sure. a little round, like, the, you know, the Cubs and the Sox.
And sheets and pillows
Reds and all
with
the,
it.
Right, yeah. and all that stuff. I had the Japanese Baseball League.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
No.
What is that?
I don't know.
Overflow of Japanese Baseball League
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. It was the Nippon or whatever they call it, the Nippon League.
Sure.
Which is, those must have been the games you go to that had the Tokyo Giants
sure.
and
yeah.
some of the other, you know, big.
Yeah, I think it's broken up like the Pacific League and the some of the two leagues basically. But you're talking about the same teams, yes?
Right, it's the same. Right, it's I mean the Tokyo Giants when I was a kid. Now they're the Yomiuri Giants
yes,
or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly, all based on sponsorship. Correct.
Correct. Right. Sort of like they did what they did with soccer, but it was these towns. And I would sit there at night because that's the way my mind works. I would sit there at night and just stare at my pajamas, and. Like, try to figure out now, what is this all about? Why am I? What? And then try to figure out what is wrong with my family that I have to wear a Japanese. Like, everybody else has got the Cubs
yeah.
right.
and the
sure.
Sox.
The yeah. Bears. Whatever.
I would, at this point, I would take the Cleveland Indians instead. I've got this.
I would think it's super cool to have the
well, now,
Japanese
yeah. when you're a kid.
Version. Yeah. Like, you know, no one has that.
Yeah.
There's nothing like frugal parents to really screw up, you know. Fun with friends.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
You're wearing what at
you
a sleepover?
You don't
kidding
have
me?
That? The cool kids? Yeah.
But
uniform?
The older I got, the more I was interested in Japanese baseball because I would stare at all these
yeah.
franchises and
yeah.
try, and just in my mind's eye, imagine now what would that be? Mm-hmm. You know, before the internet, you could imagine
yeah.
what that might have been like.
That's right. That's right. And I'll tell you what, the games, I would call them more like speedier, for one thing. No, I think I went to three games, and none lasted more than 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Are they full nine innings?
And full nine innings. Yeah.
There's some great players that have come from the Japanese.
Very
league,
good,
by the way.
Very
Ichiro
good
Suzuki.
Yep. Yep.
Yu Darvish.
Yu Darvish right
Nomo,
now.
Hideki yeah. Matsui.
Maeda on LA right now. Yeah. He's, you know, he's tearing them up. Yeah.
Shorter games. That's what I'm talking about.
That's,
no, I kind of well, like that.
It's exactly right. The thing is, there's not a whole lot of messing around in the batter's box, and there's not a whole lot of messing around on the mound, which is really what causes the extra 45 minutes on average of a Major League Baseball game.
Do they do a seventh inning stretch?
They do, and it's hilarious. You know what the tradition is?
Huh.
They blow up these kind of long tubular balloons and set them off. So whatever their song is, each team has their own song. They don't have a seventh inning stretch song like we do, like Take Me Out of the Ball Game. They have each team has its own song, and they sing it and blow off these balloons. So like they you know all over the
again
stadium.
Anything that's like anything that's a bodily function they love.
Exactly.
It's all over that and
right.
Yeah, and then that's it. That's the end of the seventh inning stretch. Right.
Did you like the food, Mark? Were
I
you
did,
into it?
I did like most of the food. I loved the sushi. I loved going to the cheap joint where you know, the chef would just kind of put it on a little, what do you call it? Train.
Yeah, like the little rotating platform that comes around the restaurant. I loved those.
Exactly,
places.
Like an assembly line. And you just grab whatever plate you want. That was fantastic. I did find...
Yeah, the Japanese automats, right?
Exactly.
Like,
right.
The sushi automat.
Uh-huh. It's like the Model T. You know,
and the color of the plate determines how much it is.
How much you're paying for it. Exactly.
And if it goes around over and over and over again, you don't want to grab it.
No.
Because
it's,
keep
an eye on it.
Nobody else wanted that. Exactly. They're Japanese. They know better than me.
Right, right. Just follow what they do. I did find things a little bit fried. I'm surprised I didn't find more fresh stuff. Mm-hmm. In other words, fresh fruit. But we did find some grocery stores. We found some fresh fruit and vegetables for our, you know, our Airbnb that we rented, and it was kind of expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So at times I was being a vegetarian who likes fish or a pescatarian. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I struggled a bit. My wife struggled a little more with it. But overall, the quality of the food was good. It's just that we were surprised at how much fried stuff we found.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'm speaking out of school. I don't know if I am, but my future son-in-law runs a ramen restaurant.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's my son's favorite.
Very authentic too, isn't it? In terms of some of the details.
It is.
Details
and
of the food.
So what they did, and it's for a fairly large Chicago restaurant company,
mm-hmm.
and before they did the restaurant. They went to, he and the two partners went to Tokyo.
Smart move.
And they spent like 48 hours in Tokyo. That is one, and they didn't sleep.
You don't have to.
And they just went from restaurant to restaurant to restaurant trying to figure out what things were working, what things weren't working. He said he could barely fit into his shoes on the way home from the salt, you know, sort of like between the flying and the salt from the ramen and whatever else they were doing. I don't know. I don't judge.
I remember at the bed and breakfast I stayed at, they served eel on rice for breakfast.
Yeah.
They liked the fish for the breakfast.
Yeah, they love an eel.
And I thought, good eel for breakfast.
Yeah,
just sort of surprises you a little bit.
In love with an eel. But it's a culture that we don't think much about because in the 80s, we were just absolutely freaked out that the Japanese were going to take us over again.
Yep.
And, you know, the 1940s weren't a particularly good decade for our relations with them.
Nope.
But it's sort of an emergent partnership, although they are starting to get, like all the rest of the world, there's sort of that nationalist thing starting again there, as it is here.
We saw
in Europe.
Yeah, we saw right-wing... bullhorns, if you will, on trucks, you know, anti-U.S., anti-this, you know, just in the streets of Tokyo. And, you know,
want the bomb back, and Trump's playing right into it.
A lot of people were ignoring it, and a lot of people were kind of rolling their eyes, that type of thing. But, you know, we saw it.
That's interesting.
So it's an interesting moment, but we'll see what happens here. But it is fascinating. I would like to go.
It just is. It's a place, if you can, just go and check it out and just, you know, absorb it. Soak it all in for a little bit like you probably did, Anna. And then, you know,
road trip.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Show trip.
You know what? I'm taking you to the Tom Friesen concert, okay? You people just chill out.
Be happy with that,
listen, kids.
Listen.
I'm like my parents
That's
now.
That's all you're getting. Cicero, be happy with it.
Cicero, Tokyo. What do you want?
Yeah. All right.
Tom Dreesen tickets and Japanese baseball league pajamas.
Right. That's exactly what you're going to get. And your kids are going to like it.
And you'll like it.
Right.
Right.
That's right. That's Harvey.
I'm grateful for what
we're
you
going
got.
To Harvey.
Harvey. That's right.
Right. We're going to. He'd be very upset if you thought he had Cicero.
Exactly.
You're going to Harvey. Yeah. And we're gonna wear these pajamas, even though they're totally culturally irrelevant for you. All right.
And you'll like it.
What's coming up tonight at WGN-TV News at 9 and or 10?
Well, if you didn't see it, there's a delightful story about a popsicle seller in Little Village. Yeah. And boy, the GoFundMe page for this 89-year-old man who tried to retire, and his daughter passed away, and she was basically the breadwinner for this 89-year-old man and his wife. She passes away. He's got to go back on the street and sell his popsicles, pushing this 50-pound cart. And some neighbors help him out, and suddenly the guy can retire now thanks to GoFundMe. We'll explain why.
I love that story.
All right.
That's after the baseball game tonight.
Thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Good talking
to you. Tomorrow.
Yes, good to see you. Yes,
we'll talk to you again in 5 weeks.
Oh, that's not right.